Hi, it's Grease.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I love your show.
Yay, thank you.
Just wondering if you've been following the case with Katerina Witt, with the guy that was sending the threatening letters to her?
Yeah, the model who was being stalked by some guy who sent in hundreds of letters and leaving packages on her doorstep. Yeah, I've followed it.
Well, there was an article in the newspaper today, and it says that now, because he has admitted sending letters to her and asked Witt for forgiveness, that he should be now rewarded a lighter sentence. I was wondering how you felt about that.
Well, this stalking thing has got to stop. And men have been doing this to women for a year. Women do it sometimes to guys, too. You just look at that woman that's stalking David Letterman. Although she hasn't really threatened him, still's got to give David the heebie-jeebies having some stranger wandering around his house driving his car.
Have you ever had that problem?
I never have, really. I had somebody go berserk and call me 500 times years ago, but that kind of went away. I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible, because most people are not prepared to defend themselves against a lunatic, and frankly, it's hard to defend yourself against somebody that just sneaks up on you and pow! I mean, you could be the Kung Fu King, and if someone's going to do that, you know.
Right.
I just think it's terrible. I think that when you realize you're being stalked by a dangerous person, you do have to involve the police and let them know.
Well, how do you think we can solve this problem with something?
Frankly, I don't think we can solve the problem, because the nuts are always going to be nuts. But the key to solving it is identifying that it exists in the first place. When you have a guy that's sending you hundreds of letters and turning up everywhere you go, you realize then you have a problem. And then maybe you need to get somebody with you at all times who's prepared to defend you.
Right.
Somebody who's always scanning the area. When I walk around, I never walk around with my face down at the ground. I'm looking around all the time.
Sure, you have.
I know that's not the answer against a determined assailant. However, I'm saying most people just walk through life. They don't know who they're seeing, where they're going. They drive down the road, daydreaming to themselves. You got to kind of sweep the area as you're walking. Sweep the area. Your eyes are always moving. And not that we have a guy in L.A. still on the loose who blasted a few people at the post office and other passersby. And you just have to be aware that some people have a tendency to do that. Is you can't pass laws because of what someone might do.
That's right.
But you can't arrest somebody because you think maybe he's nuts.
They have to
do something first. And that's why, God bless America, we don't arrest people like that. I mean, you can't call the cops and say, you know Joe Blow, who lives at 409 North Blauman Avenue? I think he's a little nutty. Arrest that man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that, and I think that's good. But the downside of it is the wackos are out there. So you just got to be aware.
That's right.
I know if somebody I love was being stalked, man, I'd be all over him like stink on poop, like white on rice. I'd be all over him, man. I'd be buying him everything Kevlar, from socks to jocks.
And I'd be right behind you, Chris.
That's it, man. I tell you what, if your mother ever gets stalked, I'll be in front, you'll be in back. We'll both be holding magnums, and we'll have a keen eye.
Sounds good to me.
I might even lure the stalker out, nip it, like Barney Fife said to Andy Griffith, nip it. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to live waiting for the day he makes his move. I want to determine when that move's going to be made. Now we're getting into the gray area of legality. I mean, you wonder why people almost don't do that. I guess because people live by the straight and narrow, like I like to do. But if someone's stalking you, oh, what a temptation it would be. What a temptation it would be to call him up and say, you know, say you're a woman being stalked, and the guy's name who's stalking you is like Brad. You know, when he calls you up, hi, this is Brad. Why won't you see me? Brad, I've come to my senses. Why don't you come over? What a fool I've been to deny you all your love all this while. Right? Because, you know, sooner or later, this idiot is going to shoot you down one day. So you might be tempted to say, oh, Brad, I've changed my mind. I love you so desperately. And then when he comes to your house, you let him in, and you say, Brad, I've had it with you, you scum dog. Think you can stalk me? You go get one of the carving knives from your butcher block there in the kitchen, stick it in his hand. You take your house key, put it in his pocket. cops get there. I don't know what happened. He was waiting for me. He had one of my knives. I don't know how he got the key to my house. Fortunately, I had this shotgun hidden underneath the couch.
Justifiable homicide.
Oh, that's terrible. I shouldn't give these recipes over the air. But it almost makes you crazy when you hear about innocent women one day having lunch and some guy walks up and says, if you can't love me, you can't love anybody. Pow! And then he shoots himself. Pow! That's a tragic waste of human life. I'd almost rather do the shotgun under the sofa scenario. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. That's against the law. So please, I merely present it for discussion, not for actual action. No, I tell you what I really would do. If someone that I love was being stalked, say I got a call, somebody was after my sister, I'm not just going to say, well, okay, I hope it works out okay, and then hang up the phone. Man, I'm over there. I'm over there with two or three of my buddies. We got our night vision goggles on. I'll wire her whole house, the perimeter and everything, so that, like, you know, I can check to see if anybody's out in the yard. We'll be sending little radar bleeps out there. Gotta reinforce the front door. I'll make it like a heavy electronic metal door. I mean, when you close this thing, ain't nobody coming in here. This is the Branch Davidian model, number 972-5. You can't kick this bad boy down. And then I'll make sure my sister's sleeping somewhere in the middle so that no one can get at her through a side window. And I'll make the following speech. Gentlemen, we have the potential for disaster here. We know, fact number one, there is a stalker. He has sent 300-400 letters. We know fact number two, he has threatened in those letters. We know fact number three, he is armed. As are we. But let me explain to you the specific rules of encounter. We only fire if, number one, he breaks down the door. Number two, after breaking down the door, we determine that he is armed and dangerous. And number three, the most important legality of all, that we have a reasonable belief to feel that our lives are in immediate danger. Then, and only then, are we allowed to pull the trigger. Am I making myself clear? Is there anybody who does not understand the rules of engagement? Okay, good. And so, we hunker down to wait. Some guys smoking camels, staring at the door. Me, I'm playing solitaire. My other buddies, eating a peach. Playing the waiting game. When suddenly, at least let's open the door if I cry. Oh, God. Geez, I'm sorry. You UPS guys, you really have a tough road to hoe.
Sit tight.
Oh, my. That felt good.
More insanity is in store right here on The Grease Man Show.